Did y'all have a good day? Okay, a few of you did. It's all right. It's going to be a good night for you. It's going to be a good night. Pastor Gary is coming back into town, I think, today or tomorrow, and he'll be here this weekend, and glad for him to be able to go away and glad for him to be able to come home. So I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. They're already here. You guys are good. Yeah, we're going to take up our evening offering, and so I just want to pray over that real quick as you get gifts ready. Yeah, Jesus, I thank you that you supply all things. And I thank you that these offerings, the offering that we're taking tonight, is going to impact lives and people across the earth. And I thank you for this tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, so I've gotten quite a few responses about my McDonald's comment on Sunday. People have texted me pictures of them eating at McDonald's. I've had people put pictures on Facebook of a reenactment of the Lord's Supper at McDonald's. So I didn't realize that I had offended so many, and I am so sorry. Not really. I'm kidding. Man, my heart is always to follow the heart of the Lord, and I just always want to be obedient to Him. And tonight, I want to stay in the theme of where I was on Sunday morning. And I want to share with you just for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I want us to actually go back and kind of pray into some things. Are you guys up for that tonight? I feel like this message of expansion and just spreading our tents bigger is really not just a sermon or two, but it's really kind of the season that we're in. I was sharing with the staff in our all-staff meeting yesterday, and I was remembering when we, just before we broke ground, Pastor Gary pulled out that scripture that I'm going to read here in a second, Isaiah 54, and he read it, and it was before we had broken ground here at Hope, and then I have just felt the Lord stirring it so much in my heart in the last couple of weeks, and I want to start tonight by just reading this to you out of Isaiah 54, starting with verse 1. And this is the Message translation, and it just says this: "Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who've never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large." Can we just say that one together? Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. How many like it when the Lord says that? Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget about all the humiliation of your youth. How many would like to forget some of that? Yeah. And the indignities of being a widow will fade from memory. For your maker is your bridegroom, and his name, God of the angel armies. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, known as God of the whole earth. It is such a powerful passage. And I believe that it is a prophetic word for us right now in the season that we're in. And I didn't hit on this on Sunday morning, but I really believe that the beginning line, the idea of sing out, O barren woman who's not bore any children, is a prophetic thing for us to sing out before it happens. That the Lord, in this season of expanding who we are and what he is doing in us. And this is on two levels. This is, I believe, a corporate thing for Hope Church, but I believe that it's on an individual thing that God is wanting to expand. He's saying, rejoice before it happens. Be thankful before it happens. Thank him for his goodness and his kindness before the miracle happens. Before the wayward son and daughter comes home, begin to thank him and declare it. Begin to thank him for his goodness and his kindness. Fill the air with belief. Can you imagine if we filled the air with belief everywhere we went? Not a pretend kind of belief or a fantasy, but a true belief in the faith of our living God, in the power of his word, in the power of his goodness. Fill the air with belief, even when you can't see it. There's something powerful about praising the Lord when a miracle happens, but I think there's something even more powerful about praising the Lord and thanking him for his goodness before the miracle has even happened. And I believe that that's part of this. We are enlarging our tents because we're believing what we haven't seen yet is coming. We're believing that the kingdom of God is expanding. We're believing that the influence that we carry as kingdom people is expanding. And we're getting ready to walk into a greater measure of our identity. I heard somebody say recently, delayed answers bring answers with increase in character. Have any of you had some delayed answers? And what's being produced in those delayed answers? Yes, all of those things, Claudia. That's good. Increase in character. So we celebrate the goodness of the Lord before the answer comes. And I believe that that's where we're at, that we're on the verge of some things here. We're on the verge of seeing Springfield impacted with the kingdom of heaven, not just through Hope, through lots of places all over town, but we're on the verge of an outpouring of the Spirit, and we are singing into it, and we're filling the air with belief of the promises and the goodness of God invading the earth. And I hear this, like, clear the ground, make room. It's what he's saying. Make your tents large, spread out. Think big, drive the pegs deep. Do you know what kind of opposition there is to thinking big? Most of those around us want us to think small, because sometimes thinking big actually makes people feel insecure. I believe the Lord's saying, I want you to dream big. We need lots of room for our growing family. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. I shared it Sunday, but I believe that we are in this season of expansion, and the season is going to require us to lift our vision higher. And I believe that it's a time of breakthrough. And I believe that we are to be expecting breakthrough in the places that we have not seen breakthrough. You're all kind of quiet tonight. Are you okay? Okay. This is more of just a declaring some stuff, and I feel like it's going to break up some ground. I'm not giving like an official sermon. I feel like I'm just supposed to say some of these things because I believe that we're in a season of breakthrough. And I believe that some ground is being broken up. And I was praying this afternoon, and I felt like the Lord was saying, we're going through. It's no longer a season to hit the wall. Where we've been hitting the wall in certain things in our own lives and even at Hope, hitting the wall over and over of hitting the wall. And I believe that we are in a season where we're not going to hit the wall anymore, but we're actually going to break through the wall. Things that you have been hungry for and desiring, and the Lord has spoken to you about, I believe you're no longer going to hit the wall. You're going to actually break through the wall. And no longer is it a no, 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 no. It's a yes, 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 yes. And I don't throw these things, if you're visiting tonight, this is not typically me to go out there like this, but I believe that we are in a season of yes, 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 yes. I believe that we are in a season where the things that you have fought and pounded against and hit a wall for maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, that we are in a place where the Lord says, it's time to expand, and you're going to break through those places now because I am doing it. And right now, I can even tell that voice of hopelessness would say, I don't know. Think about where that voice comes from. I said it on Sunday, but I feel this so strong. Every time there is hopelessness in anything, it is not God. God does not come through hopelessness. He speaks life, and he speaks what can be, and he speaks wisdom, and he speaks truth. And I want to tell you that what you have been hitting over and over and over again, that I believe it's a season that you're going to bust through that place, and you're going to walk into the fullness of God. It is a time to dream and imagine what those places will even look like. That you're going to get architecture, like drawings in your mind of things that you before couldn't even see because all you could see was the wall. And now no more. You're not going to just see the wall. You're actually going to be thanking him for his goodness before the wall breaks, but you're breaking through the wall. And you're not hitting your head on it. It was like this afternoon, I got this picture of people like slamming their heads on the wall. And the Lord's like, no, 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 no more banging your head up against the wall. You get to go through. You get to go through. You get to go through. As you surrender your life and you know my heart, you get to go through. It's not a time to shrink. It's a time to expand. I feel like I feel the resistance on it even as I'm saying it. It's like I'm some word of faith preacher or something tonight. Go big or go home, people. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an enlarging capacity of the presence of God and the kingdom of God in our lives, both for the church and for us individually. It's a season of yes. It's a season of greater capacity. I've been thinking so much about this. I said it on Sunday. I texted to some friends that the thinking that has gotten you here isn't going to get you where you're going. And so the mindset of the wall is not going to get you where you're going. Because as breakthrough comes, it's a different mindset. So the mindsets that got us to this place, the thinking, the Lord says, I'm going to break in and I want to change your mindset. I want to renew your mind. What got you to this point isn't going to get us to where he's taking us, church. It's not going to. He has the answers that we need. He has the strategy that we need. Do you believe that? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3 says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. I love how the message reads it. Colossians 3. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. And I think that there is a shift in how we act when we're actually expecting to break through than when we're expecting to hit a wall. Act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed in the things right in front of you like that wall. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Amen? So kingdom mindset, kingdom thinking, we're reprogramming our thoughts. What if you'd been praying for something for 5 years and all of a sudden you'd been so discouraged and hopelessness had filled your heart, and then all of a sudden the Lord says, now's the time to answer it. You'd have to start rethinking, get a new mindset for how to even walk in that, wouldn't you? The Lord says, I want you to start thanking me for these things now and start getting programmed by looking up so that you can walk into these things and know what to do when you get through them. Kingdom thinking, seated in heavenly places, heavenly perspective, seeing rightly. How many want to do that? Yeah, I want to just ask you to stand tonight. And I want us just to begin our time of just praying through some of this. We're going to pray. We're going to just pray right now that there would be a shift in our thinking and a shift in our perspective. And that this expansion that God is doing, that we would even right now have breakthrough in our mind of how to see. Can we just lift our hands all over the room and let's just lift up our voices and just say, God, we want to see. We just want to see all those wrong mindsets and those old stinky mindsets. We just say no. We let them go right now. We just say, come and fill the room with the mindsets of heaven tonight. Fill the room with the thoughts of heaven. Fill the room with an expansion of heavenly thought in this place. Come on, church, lift your voices. Let's just let the worship just fill the room. Yeah, just fill the room. Fill the room where there has been stinking thinking. No more. We ask for the mind of Christ, the renewed mind, the dreams of heaven to begin to invade your mind tonight. The expanded thinking to break into your mind. Kingdom dreamers. Kingdom dreamers. Kingdom dreamers. People that don't just see a wall, they see what's after the wall. Those that don't just see the giants, but they see the promised land beyond the giants. Come on, church, just lift your voices. Jesus said, my house will be called the house of prayer for all nations. And so we just lift our voices right now. Yeah, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come and just blow our minds tonight. Blow our minds. The thinking that got us here will not get us to where we're going. Breakthrough in thought tonight in Jesus' name. Breakthrough in thought. If you pray in the Spirit, just go ahead and pray in the Spirit right now. We're not going to just, yeah, if you don't pray in the Spirit, it's okay. Just welcome the heart of the Father in the room. But just lift your voices. Come on, let's just pray in the Spirit. This is a spiritual thing. Yeah, new thought patterns tonight. Yeah, new thought patterns. New thought patterns tonight. New thought patterns tonight. The sounds of heaven filling your ears. The sounds of victory filling your minds. The sounds of what is, not what isn't. The sounds of the Father's voice saying, come on, here we go. All of heaven cheering you on tonight. Yeah, there's a yes, 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 yes. Yeah. He's saying yes over your life tonight. Your promises. Come on, just lift your voices and sing that. All your promises. Yeah. All your promises. All your promises. Yeah. Yeah, in Jesus' name, heavenly perspective. We just hear the yes from you, God, tonight. Yes to breakthrough tonight. Yes. Yes to your presence coming in the city. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we just say yes to your rule and your reign in Springfield. Yes to your kingdom coming. Sing it out again. All your
promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen.
Yeah.
Promises are yes and amen.
Yeah, in Jesus' name. So we just say no to fear right now, and we say yes to courage. We say no to fear tonight, and we say yes to courage. We say no to discouragement, and we say yes to hope in this place tonight. Yeah. So I believe that the Lord wants to just release even an increased measure of hope in Him, that He's got this and that He's leading us. And I want to read this Romans 15:13, and then let's just sing it again. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I believe this breakthrough and where He's taking us, this expansion, is going to need a lot of hope in the church. And I want us just to lift that up for ourselves, and I want to pray that over the church. Just an increase of hope. Come on. Let's just ask Him, fill us with hope. Fill us with hope tonight. Through the Holy Spirit, we just ask for a new measure of hope. That we would be those that would resist hopelessness, that we would resist discouragement. When those old ways come in, that we would say no and we would say yes to hope in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we'd say all your promises are yes and amen. We say yes to hope.
All your promises.
Come on, just sing that out, declare that out, all your promises.
All your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen.
I just saw this picture of some of you that are standing at the crossroads of the Red Sea, and you're about ready to cross over, and things have been spoken over your life that instead of staying in the old place, it's time for you to possess the land that the Lord has called you to. And some of you, this has been years and years and years of prayers over your life, your grandparents, your great-grandparents that have prayed things over you, and you may be 60, 70, or 80, but the Lord is saying, it is time for you to possess the land that I have called you to. And so I just want to pray a mindset of a Caleb and Joshua, that no matter how many giants you see in this land that God has ready for you to possess and take a hold of and take this territory, that you see and hear the promise louder than you see the giants. So God, right now, I just pray, God, that we would have a mindset of something inside of us that says we have to go. We cannot stay where we are any longer. We have done, we have been, we have sowed into this land. But God, it is time to go into the new territory that you have watched from the beginning until the end. And you are ready for us to possess it. You're ready for us to take it. You're ready for us to put our stake in it. And God, it has been years and it has been generations that you have spoke over our bloodline to go into this territory and take it. So tonight, God, I pray that our mindset would be, no matter how big those giants are, no matter how big fear is, no matter how big the terrorizing giant is, God, that we would have the courage like Joshua and Caleb and say, but no, this is what God says. And he says, it's time for us to go into this place. It is time. He said this was ours. He said this was ours. He said this was ours. That's what he said. He said this was ours. He said this was our territory. He said this was our land. This was our place. This was our land that is flowing with milk and honey. This is our time. It is our place. And we are going forward. So God, I pray that over us. I pray that over our spouses, over our family, over our children, over our children's children. The hope inside of us. Ooh, I pray in the spirit that we grow taller than those giants. In Jesus' name, that the resurrection fire and power that is within us cannot even stand. Those giants can't stand in the presence of what is going on inside of us. The power, the authority, the kingdom that's within us. And those giants will fall. Those giants cannot stand any longer in the presence where we're going to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, in Jesus' name. I just sing that another time. All your promises.
Ah, yes, and amen.
Promises.
Oh, your promises. Ah, yes, and amen. Oh, your
Joshua 1 is like a life chapter for me, but I want to read it over us today because I'm Joshua 1 verse 6, be strong and courageous. Can we say that together? Be strong. The whole room, can we say it? Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Where he is taking us, it is going to take courage and strength. Doesn't mean that there aren't moments where we're afraid, but it's going to require extreme courage and extreme strength. And the beautiful thing is that we're empowered by the Spirit with both. Amen? I just want us to just lift our hands together again, and we're just going to ask him for strength and courage. We're just going to go for a few more minutes tonight. But strength and courage in Jesus' name to be released, to walk out the things that you're calling us to walk out. Strength and courage. Strength and courage. I believe there's many in this room. You have a dream in front of you. You have things in front of you that you know the Lord is calling you into. Those promised lands are visible in front of you. And the Lord says it's going to take strength and courage. And so tonight I just ask for a release of a courageous spirit over everyone in this place to not do business as usual, to not just do life as usual, but to walk in the power of the Spirit and transform everything around you in Jesus' name. We're just asking for an atmosphere of strength, an atmosphere of courage. Yeah. That you would be careful to do what the word says. That you would meditate on the word day and night. I pray for a new hunger for the word. I pray for a fresh hunger for the word of God. I pray for a fresh hunger to be in the word. That you would hunger for it more than you hunger for anything else. So that you can be sustained by the word. Meditating on it day and night, and careful to do what it says in every area. I pray for just an increased measure of righteousness in us and courage. Yeah, courage. I want you to take that thing right now that you, I believe many of you have a thing, maybe some of you have several things, but that the Lord's putting in front of you. And I just want you to like bring it to him right now and just like in your hand, just take it in your hand and just bring it to him. The dream, the thing that he is calling you into, the places that he's calling you into, and just bring it to him. And we're just saying, Lord, give us courage. And for those in the room who don't have a dream, God, we ask for fresh dreaming tonight. Leaving the safe places. Leaving the safe places. Leaving the places of old comfort. And walking into the new places. Leaving the old mindsets and the old ways and the comfort of what isn't to walk in the comfort of what is. Courage and strength. Courage and strength. Just in this moment, let's just stay right here. Charity, just sing something and we'll just be with him for a minute. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Courage being released even right now. Dreaming again. Where you've been afraid to dream, you dream again. Where you've been afraid to dream, you dream again. is going as I lay down here, as I lay down here, as I lay down here, as I lay down here in your river, as I lay. Sing it out. Hope is.
Hope is rising as I lay down in your river. Hope is rising as I lay down here. And fear is going as I lay down in your river.
In Jesus' name tonight, fear is going.
Fear is going.
Sing that one more time. Just hope is rising. And I really believe that tonight that you're going to leave this place with such hope in your heart and courage and strength to walk out some things that God's calling you to do. This isn't an overnight thing. It's a process. Do you know that? Let's just lift our hands one more time tonight and just sing that. Hope is rising, and sing it over your own life right here tonight. Yeah.
As I lay down in right here tonight. Hope is rising as I lay down here. Fear is going as I lay down in your river. Fear is going as I lay down here. As I lay down here. As I lay.
During worship, I saw a picture, and it was of a lake, and the lake was frozen over, and I felt like there were people or an individual standing and looking at the lake, and the frozenness seemed like a negative thing to them, whatever that negativity is, whether that's insecurity, fear, or other things. And then I felt like the Lord said, you know, those people, they're standing there, and they're looking at this ice, and they're like, yeah, but it's ice. I don't know how deep it goes. It looks like it's thick and all this stuff. And what I felt like the Lord said is it's actually just this thin shale piece of ice. It's very thin. And it takes that kind of moment of faith to step out on. But what I felt like he said is what was underneath that ice was the opposite of that thing. And he's like, we focus on that thin layer. We focus on the fear and we say, man, I'm such a person of fear. And he's like, but when you break through and you really look at the depth of what's in you and under you and inside of you, it's like I saw confidence instead of fear. And so it's really played in with tonight. And it's so I guess what I'm trying to share is that we tend to look at the thing that's really only about 1% true when there's 99% confidence in us. He's placed a confidence in you, whether you feel it's there or not. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about shifting our earthly realities to match the heavenly reality. That's what imagination is doing. We're not just blindly thanking him for something we don't understand. We're engaging with the Holy Spirit to say, how do you see this? What is beyond the mountain? What is beyond the wall? What does life look like there? And that is what I'm going to begin to proclaim. That is what I'm going to begin to declare and agree with heaven on, so that we begin to shift the reality here to match the reality that he says is in heaven. So,
good. Yeah. Let's give the Lord a shout of praise. That's good. Yeah, Charity's going to keep leading us, but I think as we close tonight, you should turn to somebody next to you, give them a high five, and say, you are courageous. Do it. Come on. Give them a high five. Tell them they're courageous. Yeah, God bless you.